New York GOP lawmakers reinstate death penalty for 9/11 mastermind. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 12, 2024. Several New York Republicans are calling for the death penalty to be reinstated for the mastermind behind the September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks. Lawmakers such as Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, and Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, expressed criticism for a revoked plea deal between prosecutors and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind behind the 9/11 terrorist attack, and two co-conspirators, according to the Center Square. While we're pleased that Secretary Austin revoked this unacceptable plea deal, it has been 23 years since the worst terrorist attack on American soil, Malliotakis said in a statement. The families of 9/11 victims, the first responders still suffering and dying today, and all Americans, deserve justice. Malliotakis's words come after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin signed a memo that stated he was taking over the case, and that he was withdrawing from the three pre-trial agreements. I have determined that, in light of the significance of the decision to enter into pre-trial agreements with the accused in the above-referenced case, responsibility for such a decision should rest with me as the superior convening authority under the Military Commissions Act of 2009, Austin wrote. Effective immediately, I hereby withdraw your authority in the above-referenced case to enter into a pre-trial agreement and reserve such authority to myself. Effective immediately, in the exercise of my authority, I hereby withdraw from the three pre-trial agreements that you signed on July 31, 2024 in the above-referenced case. Under the revoked plea deal, the death penalty would have been taken off the table in exchange for the terrorists pleading guilty and serving life in prison. Lawler and Stefanik were reported to have filed a bill called the Justice for 9/11 Act that would address the plea agreements for certain individuals detained at Guantanamo, and for other purposes. The Justice for 9/11 Act will ensure that no future plea deal will be offered to these terrorists by requiring a trial and ensuring the death penalty remains on the table, Lawler said. According to the outlet, anything less is a disservice to all those who made the ultimate sacrifice on that day and in the months and years since.